AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy has withdrawn from the race to replace Speaker John Boehner.
I think there's something to be said for us to unite. We probably need a fresh face. I'll stay on as Majority Leader. But the one thing I found in talking to everybody, if we are going to unite and be strong, we need a new face to help do that.
At a campaign rally late today in Las Vegas, GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump commented on the news back east.
Kevin McCarthy is out. You know that, right? And they're giving me a lot of credit for that because I said you really need somebody very, very tough and very smart. You know, smart goes with tough, not just tough. I know tough people. They're not smart. That's the worst, okay?
House Republicans have suddenly canceled their meeting to decide on a candidate to replace Boehner.
The decision to cancel the closed-door election came after Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who was expected to easily win in the secret vote, withdrew his name for Speaker, telling fellow Republicans he's not the right person for the job. This is California Congressman Daryl Issa.
All members of the delegation of the conference were shocked. Kevin McCarthy had the vast majority of the conference's confidence and votes.
McCarthy's decision means the race is wide open, and right now it doesn't appear any Republican has the votes needed to be elected Speaker. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A warning today from the governor of South Carolina about a second wave of flooding that is now headed toward the low-lying coast.
We have thousands of people that won't move, and we've got to get them to move, and we've got to get them to see the seriousness of the fact that they don't need to be sitting in flooded areas for 12 days. They don't need to be put in that situation, and I want to make sure that we've got the manpower to get them out.
This is AP Radio News. A former player returns to Houston tonight to face the Texans on Thursday Night Football.
Andre Johnson spent 12 seasons with the Houston Texans, catching a franchise record 1,012 passes. On Thursday night, he'll play against them as the Indianapolis Colts visit Houston. The 35-year-old Johnson is off to a slow start in 2015 with just 7 receptions, none in the Colts' last 2 games, which they've won, to even their record at 2-2. The Texans are 1-3 after Sunday's 48-21 loss in Atlanta, and they are just 4-22 all-time against Indianapolis, but all 4 wins have come at home. Adam Spillane, Houston.
The first game of the ALDS pits the Houston Astros tonight against the Kansas City Royals. Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully won't be calling any games in the baseball playoffs after undergoing a medical procedure today. The team didn't specify what the procedure was, but doctors advised the 88-year-old Scully to skip the playoffs. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.